There's a famous Mesha Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen. He was one of the great Kohanim, him and the Chafetz Chaim was also a Kohen. And they were discussing, not the two of them, but others were discussing about who's going to be the Kohen. Who's going to be the Kohen Gadol when Mashiach comes? Who's greater, the Mesha Chachma and the Chafetz Chaim? It was a good choice to have to make from great Gedolim. I think it's in the Bir Halacha. I think the only time he never quotes any Achronim. I think the Mesha Chachma is quoted once. Those close to the Chafetz Chaim claim, because one time there was an incident between the Meir Simcha, not a big incident, but an incident where the Chafetz Chaim might have offended the Meir Simcha. Maybe he felt bad, it was a little too harsh. Something about, like, what do you know about yeshivas? You don't run one. So, in terms of having its tabi, whatever the issue was, that's what he quoted him in. So either way, so the famous Mesha Chochmah was a Kohen. He claims that only Kohanim have Kedusha, but there's no Kedusha to Leviim. The Kedusha as a Levi disagreed. I'm not sure if he was a Levi or not. Rav Levi Mibar Ditchev calls a safer Kedusha as Levi. I don't know if it was an attack on the Mesha Chochmah or not. But so the Kedusha as Levi, I'm not saying directly on Mesha Chochmah, I'm saying, was he making a stand that there is Kedusha, or that's just the name of a Sefer? Because Chassidish, Kedusha. So nevertheless, the Mesha Chochmah writes, there's no such thing as Kedusha as Levi. How does he know that? Because he says, Kohanim, the Mizbeach, the Karbonos are Gufa Kedusha. The Kohanim are the ones dealing with that, the Tashmish Kedusha. And Leviyim are Tashmish to Tashmish. So therefore, they know they don't have any Kedusha. So he claims that there's no Kedusha as Levi. Others disagree and say, it's not true. The Gemara in Machoros talks about a Kohenis who lives with a Nachri. So a Kohenis, so the Gemara is talking about Pidgin HaBen. You only have Pidgin HaBen, obviously, if it's a Petah Rechem, firstborn from the woman, not from the man. Yerusha goes by Reishis Ono. But by Pidgin HaBen, it goes by Petah Rechem. And in fact, I know someone who had two Pidgin HaBen, person himself, the father, because he married a woman, had a boy, and I guess got divorced. I guess in theory you wouldn't have to get divorced, but you got divorced, and then the second wife had a boy also, the first child. So that's the halachas. However, if you're a Kohen or Levi, there's no din of Pidgin HaBen. So the shaila is, let's say you're a Kohenis, in the case. So, therefore, even if the wife is a Kohen of a Levi, if you're a Bas Kohen or Bas Levi, you also don't have records, since it goes by Petah Rechem. So, therefore, they point out, whatever, if a Kohenis lives with a Nachri, so the halacha is, she loses her Kedushas Kohuna. And if they have a baby, so and the Petah Rechem, so the Chayiv and Pidgin HaBen, even though she was a Kohenis. However, Leviya, who lives with a Nachri, you don't lose your Kedushas Levi, and you're still a Pater, you're exempt from Pidgin HaBen. So the question is, Tosis, yes, every Kohen is really a Levi. So therefore, why don't we say a Kedushas Kohuna she lost, but she still has a Kedushas Leviya. So the Tosis was that clearly a Kedushas, the one who has Kedushas Kohuna does not have Kedushas Leviya. So the question is, but what do you mean? But it says in 24 places that we say every Kohen is a Levi. So what do you mean? So every Kohen is part of Shevet Levi, every Kohen doesn't have Kedushas Levi. And that's the Pashas against the Meshach Chachma. That there's a Machokas Rabbi Akiva, I think Rabbi Ezra ben Azariah, whether we know the halacha is you give Truma to a Kohen and Maisa Rishon to a Levi. So the question is, what happens if you gave Maisa Rishon to a Kohen when you be Yotze? So it's a Machokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. So what's the Nakudas on Machokas? What's the issue here? The Nakudas on Machokas is Rabbi Akiva. I think the way we pass can, that he holds that Minat Torah, you have to give the Maaser Rishon to someone with Kedushas Levi. And therefore, you have to give it, if you give it to a Kohen, it doesn't have Kedushas Levi. However, Rabbi Ezra ben Azariah holds that it's enough just to give it to someone who belongs to Sheva Levi. So we see there's a difference between Kedushas Levi and Sheva Levi. Like the Supreme Agudin who points out, let's say, a Kohen is a Cholo. So he loses his Kedushas Kahuna, and he could have been Tamei Lameis, etc. And yet, he's Pata from giving the Matnas Kahuna because he's still part of Sheva Levi. So Pashas, we see against the Meshach Chachma. The Meshach Chachma says there is no concept of Kedushas Levi at all. Here we see there is a concept of Kedushas Levi, but as well, there's a concept of Kedushas Levi and Sheva Levi, that's what we see from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ezra ben Azariah, and that's what we see from the Gemara in Bechoras, the Tosis, about the difference that there is a difference between Kedushas Kahuna and Kedushas Leviya, and every Kohen is part of Sheva Levi, but every Kohen does not have Kedushas Leviya.